Please start, ma'am.
Sure. Good morning, dear members. I extend a warm welcome to each one of you as we gather for 39th Annual General Meeting for the financial year 24-25. Thank you for joining us today. I am Pooja Gohel, Company Secretary of Apollo Finvest India Limited, joining from your company's corporate office in Mumbai. Your company has made an arrangement for the members to join the meeting through video conference in compliance with the circular of the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and Securities and Exchange Board of India. Since there is no physical attendance of the members, the requirement of appointing a proxy is not applicable. As this meeting is being held through video conferencing and other audio-visual means, all the members who are participating in the meeting are by default put on mute by the host so as to avoid any disturbance arising from the background noise and to ensure smooth and seamless conduct of the meeting. Post the adoption of agenda items, the shareholders who have registered as a speaker shareholder, if present, shall be asking their question one by one. The speaker shareholder will thereafter be unmuted by the host. At the time of Q&A session, the speaker shareholders are requested to click the video button on. If the speaker shareholder is not able to join through the video, for any reason, the speaker shareholder can speak through the audio mode only. The members may please note that this meeting is being recorded and the transcript of the meeting shall be uploaded on the website of the company as soon as possible. So before we commence the formal proceedings, I would like to introduce you to the dignitaries who are present in the meeting. So we have with us Mr. Nikhil Enani, Managing Director and CEO of the company, Ms. Diksha Nangia, Full-Time Director and CFO of the company, Ms. Kruti Khemani, Independent Director and Chairman of the Audit Committee and Stakeholders Relationship Committee, Ms. Priyanka Roy, Independent Director of the company, Mr. Paritosh Khatri, Independent Director of the company, Mr. Akash Saxena, Independent Director and Chairman of the Nomination and Remuneration Committee. We also have with us Mr. Amit Maheshwari, GMJ and Company, Statutory Auditor of the company, Mr. Gaurav Senani, Partner of Messrs. SGGS and Associates, Secretarial Auditor of the company, who have been appointed as a scrutinizer, are also present through video conference. Now I request Nikhil Enani, our chairman, to take the chair and take this proceedings ahead. Over to you, Nikhil.
Thank you so much, Pooja. Really appreciate that. So again, you know, a warm welcome and thank you for all, you know, all our shareholders to, you know, come in and join us in this meeting. We've conducted, you know, a bunch of earnings calls this year. So I know a lot of the updates that we've shared with you guys, you know, was just 1 month ago because we had our earnings call there. So what we decided is that, you know, we use this call as a quick recap of, you know, what's happened in the last year or so. And for that, allow me to share my presentation with you guys and, you know, take you through what our year looked like. So just give me a minute. I'm sharing my presentation. All right. Can you guys hear and see my screen?
Yes, please.
Perfect. Okay. So let's begin, right? So let's talk about, you know, the financials. So this is something that we shared, you know, in the last month in the earnings call as well, right? One of the things, obviously, that, you know, we've always focused a lot at Apollo is both ROE and profitability. And as you can see, like, you know, our profitability has been quite consistent, you know, ever since probably the last 8-9 years specifically, for sure. And, you know, the ROE has also been progressively growing. One of the metrics that we like to track internally is definitely, you know, income per employee as well. We, you know, are very proud of the fact that we're able to build a very sustainable operation with, you know, less than even 30 team, less than a team of even 30 people. So that's something which, of course, even reflects in a metric of, you know, income per employee. Next is, you know, let me talk about Apollo's performance in terms of, you know, the portfolio, right? One of the things that we value incredibly is having a high quality portfolio. And if there is one metric which, you know, really represents this, right, is the 30 PAR number, right, which is, you know, sub 5% for us. And when we compare it to, you know, our other peers in the digital lending industry, right, typically we've observed that that's in the range of, you know, 9 to 10% or sometimes even significantly higher, right? But this really shows, you know, that whenever we do our partnerships and work with a variety of fintechs, we really are very diligent in cherry-picking a high-quality portfolio in our partnerships with them, which of course is reflected in the quality of the book that we're able to maintain. The same, of course, gets represented even in our GNPA, which again, is less than half of the industry as well, right? So these are some numbers which I think, we really closely monitor internally as well. Let me talk a little bit about, what's been our strategy for this year and how we've gone about executing it. So one of the things that we feel very strongly about is that, the digital lending industry is almost 9 to 10 years old at this point in time, which I like to feel in the grand scheme of things is very, very young. But still, one of the clear, clear, I would say, trends that we've observed is there is a huge trend towards, I would say, more level of maturity in the ecosystem. And what I mean by that is a few things, right? Number one, the number of participants in the industry are becoming fewer. And at the same point in time, the quality of these participants is increasing. When I talk about primarily two important metrics of theirs, one would be portfolio quality, and second would be their own profitability or unit economics, right? This is largely stemming from, I think, a lot of sanity, I would say, coming into the ecosystem, largely driven by, I think, a lot of, really good initiatives by RBI, which, has come about and introduced a lot of rules from a digital lending standpoint, right from bringing a lot of clarity and transparency to the end borrower. And at the same point in time, curtailing things like a significant amount of FLDG to, capping at 5%, which meant that, nobody would do partnerships which, would lead to poor quality books essentially being protected with, unreal amount of FLDG, right? Where usually in this equation in the past, fintechs would be highly unprofitable. And, the books of the NBFCs that they were partnering in would, pretty much be pretty rosy because they were all covered up, because of a significant amount of FLDG. But that's no longer the case. RBI has obviously capped FLDG to 5%, and that has forced the entire industry to adopt a more sustainable and profitable path because, the reality is now nobody would actually realistically do a partnership with, another lender or another LSP for that matter if their books would not be high quality enough to, be sustainable within this 5% FLDG, right? So for us, this has meant, thinking a lot more deeper about the partnerships that we are doing. So our strategy before used to be typically having N number of partners. At one point in time, we used to have 20, 30 partnerships basically, right? But I think we've decided to scale that down to potentially having around 10 to 12 partners at this point in time. And the focus has been to do a lot more deeper partnerships where, there is a higher level of diligence. But once the diligence is essentially done, we also try to do, larger partnerships with them in the tune of anywhere between, 10 to 20 crores in each partner as a minimum amount that we like to get started with, right? And that has meant that allowed us to do, partnerships with some of the best NBFCs in the digital lending space and largely through co-lending and VC partnership models, right? So what has all of this resulted in, right? So the here's a snapshot of, some of the partners that we basically, encompassed over the last, 12 months or so, right? So as you can see, I feel very proud of the effort which, the team has done over the last 12 months to really ramp this up in a positive fashion. And, our hope is that, over the next few months, the people over here on the slide will, go on increasing and most importantly, will continue leading to the high quality books that, we've all kind of got used to from Apollo at this point in time, right? Through all of this, of course, the big focus for us, across the next 12 months also is going to be our exposure is going to be more towards end customers, more towards retail customers, I should say. And, our reliance on wholesale lending is going to significantly dial down. right? So I think we projected somewhere between 70 to 30% that ratio, should end up being. Our hope is, this is a conservative number, and hopefully we are able to, bring the retail number even more higher. I would prefer it to be 80-90% if possible, but conservatively we put out, 70-30. That would be, the minimum target that we would want to get into. But at the same point in time, right, while we've of course been looking at wholesale lending as a mechanism to do thorough diligence on NBFCs, right? Because the amount of data that you get access to when you're evaluating somebody from a term loan perspective is significantly more as when you're evaluating somebody from a pure VC or co-lending partnerships, right? We also wanted to think more deeply about, given our tech DNA, can we make, term loans much, much more safer, much, much more high quality, and most importantly, can we make this, into a version where it's truly something which would be an Apollo term loan, in many ways, right? So here's Apollo's take on a term loan. So we call this, a warehousing term loan, essentially, right? So if I had to tell you in very simple words, it's like imagining if a co-lending construct and a term loan construct combined together through technology to have a baby, right? So in simple words, how this ends up working is that, there is a disbursement account which is set up and there is a collection account. Typically, Apollo puts the contribution that it is giving towards this warehousing term loan into the disbursement account. Through APIs, we set up, rule engines on top of this, which ensures that this money can only be used towards a certain type of borrower. The collateral which our partner NBFC has decided to put in also goes into the disbursement account. Through the money which goes into the disbursement account, right? The only borrowers who end up getting the loan are the people who are approved with Apollo's credit engine. Once the loans go out to the borrowers, all of the money goes into the collection bank account. On this collection bank account, only Apollo has transaction rights, right? Our partner NBFC here has purely view-only rights. So this construct is very, very useful in maintaining a few things. Number one, it allows us 120% control in many ways, right? And I say 120% because it's not only 100% of our money, but even 20% potentially capital which our partner will deploy. So 120% control over the cash flow inside a term loan, which is consistently absent in a traditional term loan. Number two, we are not only having control over the cash flow, but we are also ensuring there is a very high bar of customers and borrowers who are getting loans from the term loan that we have given this particular NBFC. So this ensures using our credit algorithms, using our knowledge that we've gathered by doing more than 20 lakh retail loans in the last 9 years that we've been operational in digital lending. We use all of that intelligence to ensure that the money which we've given the NBFC is being utilized towards only high quality loans, right? So this ensures that the quality of the book which is created using the term loan that we are given, it meets the high bar that we set for ourselves at Apollo. Finally, one of the constructs that we also do inside this is that if we see the quality of the book deteriorating at any point in time, right, one of the two things may happen. Apollo may decide to ask the partner NBFC to put in more of their money to increase the collateral cover for Apollo. Or second, we may decide to wind down the facility by consistently taking back the money from the collection account into Apollo's account and, close the term loan from that point onwards. So this really makes the term loan that we've given to, the partner NBFC absolutely watertight in many ways, avoiding the pitfalls of a typical term loan, which, is there in the traditional industry right now. Lastly, I'd also like to talk about a lot of the advancements that we've made from an AI perspective, right? So I like to break this down into a few different things. Number one, I think it's really helped us to monitor all of the collection calls which are going out to our retail customers. One of the big challenges when doing digital lending and working with so many partners is that, we end up having a lot of collection centers through our partners doing collections on our customers, right? And one of the things that we want to really ensure through this platform that we've created is that all collections are highly compliant. And at the same point in time, we are able to consistently monitor the performance of every collection agent as well, right? And we developed something in-house, which is called Senti, which monitors every single collection phone call which goes out to all our borrowers, so that A, we can train our collection agents to do a better job and thus to better recoveries. And at the same point in time, ensure that these collection agents are highly, highly professional with our borrowers, which isn't always easy to do because, collection agents make many, many phone calls in a day, and finally they are human. And sometimes customers also do try to egg them on. So this is something which monitors this very, very closely, and it's almost a guardian angel in many ways for Apollo to ensure that nobody, crosses the line of professionalism when dealing with, our borrowers. Now, if I go one step ahead, right, one of the things that we are working on and we are very excited about is essentially agents, AI agents basically doing these collection phone calls. So we've been doing a lot of testing on this front, and so far the results are really promising. In many ways, these AI agents which are there, when they call you up, they end up passing the Turing test, which in simple words means, when an AI agent calls you up to do collections, the opposite person has no clue that this is actually an AI bot which is calling them, right? It feels extremely real, like a real person is calling you up, right? And obviously the advantages of something like this are unbelievable. Right from maintaining quality no matter how many phone calls are happening, to most importantly, I think also, maintaining a significant reduction in cost as well. Because, obviously you don't require so many people. And also, finally, it's 100% compliant in terms of, our compliance team loves the fact that, there's no chance of an AI agent, going rogue, just like a human would, right? Finally, of course, we also have some degree of, on ground support from a collections perspective that we are building up now. Because again, given our focus towards retail and, the reduction in FLDG, which RBI has done, all of this has meant that over the last 12 months, we've really ramped up our collection capabilities. And today we feel, it's in a pretty good space. So with that, I'll pause. And, if you have any questions, would be, happy to take it from there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mikhail. Over to you, Diksha.
I think Pooja, we'll just straight away go for the Q&A.
Sure. Yeah, there's no
Yeah.
Q&A, so we'll start with the rest of the things.
Sure. All right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, so thank you so much, Mikhail, for giving us the insight about the company. So, dear members, the company has provided e-voting facility through the platform provided by CDSL to the members whose name appeared in the records of the company as on Wednesday, September 10, 2025, being the cutoff date for determining the voting rights. Members who have not voted earlier through remote e-voting can cast their vote during the course of this meeting through the CDSL portal. The company has appointed Mr. Gaurav Senani, partner of Messrs. SGGS and Associates, practicing company secretaries, as the scrutinizers to scrutinize the e-voting and the remote e-voting process. The annual report and the notice convening the 39th annual general meeting has already been circulated to the members, and therefore the same is taken as read. We now take up the resolutions as set forth in the notice. The resolution being considered are, first being adoption of the audited financial statements of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 25, together with the reports of the board of directors and auditors thereon. Second agenda being appointment of a director in place of Mr. Diksha Nangia, who retires by rotation and being eligible offers herself for a reappointment. Third agenda being appointment of a secretarial auditor. Fourth agenda being approval for borrowing through the issue of non-convertible debentures on private placement basis. And fifth agenda being material related party transaction with the directors promoters of the company. I would request all the members to cast their votes who have not voted during the e-voting. Moving ahead, I request the moderator to call out the names of the speaker registered with us. If present, shall be unmuted by the moderator and can ask their question. Over to you, moderator.
Thank you. So the speaker number one is Mr. Naresh Ratilal Kachalia.
Not available.
Okay. So we'll move to the next speaker. The next speaker is Ms. Bhanumati Ratilal Kachalia.
Not available.
Okay. The next speaker is Mr. Anil Parekh.
Not available.
Okay. The next speaker is Mr. Dinesh Gopaldas Bhatia.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
First, धन्यवाद करूंगा. Congratulations के आप लोग जो ये मेहनत करते हैं, जिसके कारण हमारा आज 10 रुपए का शेयर जो है, रुपए. हमारा 10 रुपए का जो शेयर है, वो 497. वो जो आप लोग की मेहनत दिखा रही है. हम देखते हैं कि हमारी जो इक्विटी है 3.73 करोड़ है, उसके सामने हमारा रिजर्व जो है वो काफी बढ़ गया है. जो लास्ट ईयर 56.38 करोड़ था, लेकिन ये साल को हमारा 63.60 करोड़ है. वो एक अच्छी साइनिंग दिखाती है कि मार्केट में हमारा शेयर का भाव भी जो है वो भी अच्छा साइनिंग दिखाता है, और ये रिजर्व भी अच्छा दिखाता है. खाली हमें थोड़ा एक चीज लगा,
मिस्टर दिनेश, वी कैनॉट हियर यू. पूजा, आई गेस वी हैव लॉस्ट मिस्टर दिनेश. मे बी ही हैज सम नेटवर्क इश्यूज ऑन हिज एंड.
All right. Yeah,
ओके.
Mr. Dinesh, if you are there, you can write it to us on our email ID compliance@apolloofinvest.com and we will respond to you.
Okay. So we will move to the next speaker. The next speaker is Mr. Satish Shah.
Not available.
The next speaker is Ms. Lekha Shah.
Not available.
Okay, the next speaker will be Bimal Kumar Agarwal.
Not available.
Okay, the next speaker is Anil Mehta.
Not available.
Okay, the next speaker is Ms. Mita Bharat Shah.
Not available.
Okay, next speaker is Mr. Bharat Mulchan Shah.
Not available.
Okay, the next and the final speaker is Miss Celestine Elizabeth.
Not available.
Okay, madam, we have completed the speakers list. You may proceed the agenda.
Sure. Thank you so much, moderator. So, well, we have completed the speaker shareholders list. Any other member who has any other query or wishes to make any further comment may send his or her query by email to us on compliance@apollofinvest.com, and we will be happy to respond to those questions. The electronic voting option will remain open for next 15 minutes to enable those members who have not casted their vote and would like to do so. The result of the voting will be announced within 2 working days of the conclusion of this AGM, and same will be communicated to the stock exchanges where the shares of the company are listed and will be available on the website of the company and depositories. With that, I would like to once again thank each and every members and the directors on the board and other dignitaries and conclude this annual general meeting of the company. Thank you so much everyone for joining. Have a great day.
Thank you, madam. Should we close the session?
Yes.
Host, please close the session.
Okay.
Thank you.
Eat and